Welcome back. Today we're doing one of those small moves that makes a huge difference in drum and bass, subtle shaker offsets for forward motion. Because in DNB, the role isn't just your kick and snare and your reese. A lot of that leaning forward feeling comes from the high frequency rhythm bed, shakers and hats. And the trick is not making them louder or busier. It's giving them a tiny, controlled timing personality. By the end of this, you'll have a 16th note shaker layer that sits behind your main hats, stays tight at DNB tempo, and still feels urgent and alive. We'll do it with three main tools: velocity shaping, microtining nudges, and optionally Ableton's groove pool. Then we'll clean it up with a simple stock effect chain so it stays crisp instead of harsh. Alright, set the scene first. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is typical, but we'll use 174. Now put a basic drum skeleton in place if you don't already have one. Keep it simple. Kick on beat 1. Snare or clap on beats 2 and 4. Then loop 8 bars, not just one. DNB grooves often don't reveal themselves in a single bar. 8 bars gives your ear enough time to feel whether something is pushing or dragging. If you already have a beat you like, perfect. Don't change it. We're adding a shaker layer on top. Now, create a new MIDI track for your shaker. Load a shaker sound that behaves well. In Ableton, you can use a drum rack and drop a shaker sample onto a pad, or just load the sample into Sampler. Either way, aim for short and bright, not a long sandy tail that washes across the bar. Long tails blur micro timing, because you stop hearing clear transients and start hearing continuous noise. If you're in Sampler, set it to one-shot mode. Turn warp off. Trim the start and end so it's tight. And if there's a decay or release control, shorten it a bit so every hit is a clean tick, not a long shhhh that runs into the next 16th. Good. Now program the bassline pattern. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Put hits on every 16th note. Just straight 16THS for now. Don't get fancy yet. Then make it DNB friendly by carving space for the snare. Take out the shaker hit exactly on beat 2. Take out the shaker hit exactly on beat 4. That alone often stops the shaker from smearing your backbeat. If it still feels crowded, try removing one more hit leading into the snare. There's no single correct one. The goal is that when the snare hits, it feels like the room opens up for it. Now we add velocity motion, because this matters as much as timing. Open the velocity lane in the MIDI clip. Here's a practical starting range. Let your accents live around 80 to 95, and let your ghost hits sit around 35 to 60. You want a pattern, not random. A classic feel is to accent the offbeats, so the end of each beat gets a bit more energy. Another reliable approach is to accent every other 16th, so it feels like a rolling wave instead of a machine gun. And as you do this, keep a teacher mindset. The shaker is not the star. It's the engine. If every hit is the same intensity, it'll feel static even if it's perfectly timed. Now the core trick, micro-timing offsets for forward motion. This is where beginners often go wrong by doing too much, so we're going to stay subtle and intentional. Think map, not random. Give certain notes certain roles. Here are three roles to think about. Leading notes, especially the 16THS right before the snare, create anticipation. Offbeats create lift. Downbeats usually stay tight, or they get removed, because they're competing with the big drum transients. Let's do option A first. Manual nudging by ear. Keep your notes on a 16th grid for placement, but don't rely on the grid for feel. We're going to nudge a few notes by milliseconds. Start by selecting only some hits. A great place to start is the shaker hit right before the snare. Nudge that hit slightly late. How late? Start with plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. Subtle. At 174 BPM, 10 milliseconds is noticeable but still tight. Rarely go past 15 milliseconds on shakers at this tempo unless you intentionally want a drunk, lurchy vibe. For most rolling DNB, you want controlled tension, not sloppiness. And here's the weird, but important concept. Sometimes making a note slightly late feels like it pushes the groove forward. Why? Because it creates tension right before the next strong transient. The snare arrives and it feels like it snaps you ahead. Do the same thing before beat 4 as well. The hit right before the snare on 4. Nudge it late, again in that plus 5 to plus 12 millisecond range. Now listen with only kick, snare, and shaker. That's your timing truth serum. If the groove feels like it suddenly has urgency without sounding messy, you're in the zone. If the snare feels smaller, less confident, or less punchy with the shaker on, that's a sign your shaker is either too loud, too bright, or too on top timing-wise around beats 2 and 4. In that case, lower the shaker velocities near the snare, shorten the shaker decay a bit more, or remove one more hit near the backbeat. Now option B, structured push-pull, for a more designed motion. Instead of nudging random notes, create two timing groups. Pick one set of 16 THs to be slightly early, like -3 to -6 milliseconds, and pick another set to be slightly late, like +5 to +10 milliseconds. You can do it by dividing the bar into repeating positions. For example, some E positions early, some A positions late. The key is consistency. If a note is in the late group, it should be late every time it appears. That's how it feels intentional, not accidental. Quick pro feeling variation you can try, especially if you want it clean and driving. The late only leading trick. Instead of touching the whole pattern, only offset the 216 THs before the snare. Do one hit at about +6 to +10 milliseconds, and the one right before the snare at about +8 to +12 milliseconds. Repeat that before beat 4 as well. It's a small move that makes the snare feel like it arrives with authority, while your shaker line stays clean. Now, let's talk groove pool, because it's another way to get controlled human feel. Open the groove pool in Ableton. In the browser, look under Grooves and try an MPC-style 16 swing, something subtle. Drag it onto your shaker clip. For starting settings, set timing to about 10 to 25%, velocity to about 5 to 15%, random super low, like 0 to 5%. DNB likes tightness. Too much random and the whole top end starts sounding messy, especially when the bass is doing complex movement. One big coaching note here, pick one engine at a time. Either manual nudges or groove pool. You can stack them, but beginners often accidentally create double swing. So if you love your manual feel, keep groove pool timing very low or skip it. If groove pool is doing most of the work, keep manual nudges minimal. Also, micro timing is tempo relative. If you change from 174 to 160 or 180 later, recheck your offsets by ear. Don't treat milliseconds like fixed rules. Now let's keep the shaker controlled and mix ready with a simple Ableton stock chain. First, EQ 8, high pass the shaker somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. You don't need rumble or low mid noise in a shaker track. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep it wide, and only cut like 2 to 4 dB. You're not trying to kill the air. You're trying to remove the painful bit that jumps out when the track gets loud. Next, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Add just a little drive, like 1 to 4 dB. Then reduce output so it's not louder, just denser. This helps the shaker feel present without needing excessive volume. Then utility. If you want the shaker to feel wider, try width around 120 to 160%. But be careful. Overwide shakers can feel exciting solo and then completely wreck clarity when the full mix hits. If things get messy, pull it back toward 100. If you want a tiny bit of movement, you can use auto filter very subtly, but keep it background. The point is forward motion, not an obvious filter wobble. Now, arrangement. This is where beginners lose momentum, because they build a nice one-bar groove and then loop it forever. Try a simple 16-bar approach. Bars 1 to 4. Keep the shaker lower in the mix. Simpler, less velocity chaos. Bars 5 to 8. Add slightly more velocity variation, or introduce a second shaker layer quietly. Bars 9 to 12. Introduce a tiny extra offset, or increase groove pull timing by about 5%. Bars 13 to 16. Drop the shaker out for one bar before a transition, then bring it back. That moment of the absence makes the return feel like energy, even if nothing else changes. You can automate this too. Automate utility gain down by about 1.5 dB during busy fill moments. Or automate saturator drive up a touch going into a drop. Small moves, big payoff. Two quick heavier DNB tricks if you want darker energy. 1. Sidechain the shaker to the snare, subtly. Put a compressor on the shaker. Enable sidechain from your snare track, ratio around 2 to 1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms. You're looking for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the snare clean and makes the groove breathe. 2. Layer a darker shaker underneath the bright one. Low pass the dark layer around 8 to 10 kHz and high pass the bright layer around 400 Hz. Keep the dark one quiet. You'll get weight and texture without harshness. Alright, mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make three versions of your shaker clip. Clip A, no timing offsets, only velocity pattern. Clip B, nudge offbeats plus 8 milliseconds. Clip C, push-pull, some hits minus 4 milliseconds, some hits plus 8 milliseconds. Lay them out across 8 bars, A for bars 1 to 2, B for 3 to 4, C for 5 to 6, then choose your favorite for 7 to 8. Now a slash B while kick and snare play. and do one special test. Turn your listening volume down. If you still feel motion quietly, you built real groove, not just excitement from bright highs. Let's wrap it up. Shakers create forward motion and rolling DNB when you start clean. Shape velocities, then apply subtle, intentional micro-timing. Think in rolls. Use the snare as your anchor and keep it controlled with EQ, a touch of saturation, and sensible width. Then arrange small variations over 8 to 16 bars so it feels like a living loop. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're making liquid, jump up, or neuro, plus whether your main hats are straight or swung, I can suggest a specific one-bar timing and velocity map you can copy directly into your clip.